Franklin Graham on Charlie Kirk's death, "I think the devil has overplayed his hand." By Hannah Knudsen on September 12, 2025. "I think the devil has overplayed his hand," Christian evangelist Franklin Graham said on Thursday following the tragic assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. "Praying that tens of thousands of young people will pick up Charlie's banner and courageously speak truth in a culture that tries to deny God's truth." Graham pointed to the fact that Kirk said he wanted to be remembered for his faith above all else. "Charlie Kirk said, I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. The most important thing is my faith in my life." A single bullet silenced his voice on that platform yesterday. But it can't erase his influence, his legacy, and his testimony for Jesus Christ, Graham stated. Just a few days before his death, he posted, "Jesus defeated death so you can live. He wasn't afraid or ashamed to talk about his faith. Watching him makes me want to be even more bold," he exclaimed. "I think the devil has overplayed his hand. I pray that tens of thousands of young people will pick up Charlie's banner and courageously speak truth in a culture that tries to deny God's truth," he said, noting that Kirk posted this week, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Tell someone about Jesus this weekend. What a challenge for us all. Will you?" Graham asked. Kirk was assassinated on Wednesday during a speaking event at Utah Valley University, leaving behind his wife, Erica, and two young children. His body was transported back to Phoenix, Arizona, on Air Force Two, with Vice President J.D. Vance leading the military honor guard escorting Kirk's casket. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he will honor O'Kirk posthumously with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. "Before we begin, let me express the horror and grief so many Americans at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk have felt," Trump said on Thursday, deeming Kirk a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty and an inspiration to millions and millions of people. "Our prayers are with his wonderful wife, Erica, and his beautiful children, fantastic people they are. We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on," he continued. "I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The date of the ceremony will be announced. And I can only guarantee you one thing, that we will have a very big crowd, very, very big," Trump added. The suspect in Kirk's assassination has since been arrested and identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson.